This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster. I call him the legend. He is Evan Jenkins. He's very happy because Michigan State won the Big Ten championship. He is hoping they do well in the NCAA tournament. And he would kiss the block S and kick your ass if you got in his way. That would happen.
Right.
So he's definitely on the side of Holloman on that one. But that aside, Evan, obviously there's been a lot of angst about Steve Yzerman. And the Red Wings, another collapse, which has been pretty epic. Their chances of getting into the playoffs are now probably under 10%. And at the trade deadline, Steve Yzerman, and to much of the chagrin of much of the town, not only kind of went halfway, making a trade, picking up Peter Mrazek, which got a lot of people going, oh my gosh, and Craig Smith, who might as well be Craig Smith, who's your next door neighbor, for what most fans think, and all that. So it really, and his message didn't resonate well. You know, I've defended Yzerman. I understand the circumstances he inherited. And I also understand that he's drafted extraordinarily well, exceptionally well. But it's kind of tone deaf to act like, hey, you're not going to win the cup this year. So no future assets, nothing. Just live with it. I thought that was profoundly disappointing and tone deaf. And so those type of things. But we do things on this podcast that are about drafts, prospects, and the future. And that part of what the Red Wings are doing is pretty well. I just don't understand the thought process behind some things. So let me start here. All right. First of all, they have Sebastian Kosa, and he addressed that, Yzerman, when he discussed this with the media. Like, oh, Kosa, we want him down there developing, seeing a lot of pucks and everything. When in actuality, that isn't what's happening. You know, the other day they just lost. Their goaltender gave up a lot of goals and, you know, 5 goals and 22 shots. It was Jack Campbell, the former Oiler, former Leaf, who's from Port Huron. And Kosa didn't play. The game before he played, he won in the shootout. Made 90-plus saves in a 3-2 shootout victory. He's playing like once a week. He's played 32 games all year. He has not been seeing a lot of pucks. They've been giving Campbell a lot of time for whatever reason. Now they have Mrazek, and one of the things Yzerman said was, oh, my gosh, you know, we needed a goalie for next year or whatever, and he's on term. And they're going to have Mrazek back next year. And it's like, a 36-year-old, that's what Mrazek will be. With Talbot, a 38-year-old, in the meantime, you've got your goalie who's done very well down there. And it's like, Well, we'll get him when he's extra ready. He's 22 years old now. You know, there's a point where you got to call him up and let him play. And I don't know how much he's going to do in the postseason. He'll get some time. They've got a team that's going to make the postseason, but isn't necessarily going to make some big run. And who cares? Their goaltending's been terrible. So I don't understand the thought process there. And the other part of it is the fact that they have Axel Sandin Palacka in Sweden, you know, to me is, where is he? I know he's only 19 years old, but he's been the best defenseman in junior hockey for a couple years now. It's not even close. And he is the second leading goal scorer among defensemen in a true men's league in the Swedish Hockey League. And he's on a team that is just kind of bounced into the playoffs. So it's not like last year where they're going to take a run for the championship and all that. And who cares? He's on loan from the Red Wings. He's under contract with the Red Wings. So I maybe they made some kind of promise to him or whatever. Maybe they don't want to have him play enough games where it starts to count another year. But honestly, if you really want to make the playoffs, maybe the best puck-moving defenseman you have in your organization, I don't care if he's 19 years old. He should be playing in the big league. Yzerman played at 18. It didn't kill him. So I don't understand the thought process behind having two number one first-round draft picks and not having them in a position where there's a possibility of coming to Detroit. And then you make a couple moves that are almost insulting to the fans because they're really not going to help your team. And one of them saying you're not going to play your younger goalie next year. I don't get it, man.
Yeah, I guess this isn't going to be comparing apples to apples, but like in baseball with the Tigers, when they gave up the season last year, ended up going to the playoffs, they played a lot of their young guys. Right. And isn't it coming to a point to where it's like, don't you want to just see what they have at the big leagues? Like, it's either you have it or you don't, right, Pat?
Well, first of all, if Sandin Palacka were a AAA baseball player, he's the equivalent of the guy who's got like 25 home runs in, you know, the first week of August with 90 RBIs and a .320 batting average and 15 out of 16 stolen bases, and he can play defense. That's what he is. If he weren't over in Sweden where, you know, people don't pay attention to Swedish hockey, even a lot of the folks that go down to the game have no idea, you know, about Skellefteå, the team that he's playing on. They have no idea that the league only has 52 games. They have no idea what a game looks like, where the faceoff circle is a big McDonald's logo. And, you know, I mean, they have no idea what that is. All right. Now, there are a lot of people that may be listening to this podcast who do. I'm not diminishing that, but it's just not the same as like, hey, this guy just had three hits yesterday for the Mud Hens. All right. So he belongs with a shot in the NHL now. And you say, well, what does it matter? Give him another year. He'll be 20 next year. He'll have a shot to make it out of training camp and all that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Well, the truth of the matter is, making the playoffs this year does mean something. And you're not going to get it from any kind of trade deadline deal. Any shot that they've gotten in the arm this year has been from, like, Marco Casper. It's been from Simon Edvinson. It's been from bringing up Elmer Soderblom. That's where they've gotten the shot from. So I don't know what he is thinking here with that. It's like, look, and the other part of it is not making the playoffs has a price. It's a big price. The price is, one, they don't get the extra gates that they would get for the playoffs, which is very important in a box office-driven sport. Two, the price is your younger players. Dylan Larkin is in his 10th year. He's played in one playoff series. DeBrincat hasn't played in that many playoff series. Obviously, the Siders and Raymond, they would benefit from it. And obviously, Edvinson, Casper, go on Soderblom, they would all benefit from it. And if you look at their puck possession numbers, the younger players are all better than these older players. So their bottom six is terrible, and their top six is really good, and their in-between is just whatever young guys and kind of half-ass. So it's really something that is not good at all. And he was tone-deaf with that. And, you know, you say, well, you know, people want to push this. And I don't feel like I'm in that category. I think I've obviously come on here and complimented Yzerman. I obviously respect him. I don't think he's right here, though. I just don't.
And oh, isn't
and
hockey...
the other thing, Evan, just one more thing on this.
Yeah.
Somebody like you, somebody like a lot of our hosts at 97.1 The Ticket, and a lot of the fans that call in, they want to see the team in the playoffs. They are thinking this isn't showing progress. They are looking at it and seeing this is 3 years in a row, the same things happened. And they're wondering, hey, you know, what the hell's going on? And they, even though it may not have the, this hockey expert point in the background to back it up, actually have a very good point. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
What you're doing on the main ice in front of these people paying that much money to go to the games, that many people who invest their time to watch it on television or listen on 97.1 The Ticket, yeah, they expect to actually have a major league product out there that's contending for a playoff spot. And these teams like Columbus and, you know, other teams, Montreal now. And I don't want, you know, you hear about the size of, you know, Sedin Plock. He's 5'11", 180. He's not a small guy. But look what Hudson's meant for the Montreal Canadiens at little defenseman. I mean, it's just amazing. And the Red Wings are just like, well, he's playing over in Sweden, you know.
I guess the thing that leaves me the most confused is, like, from the outside looking in when it comes to the Red Wings, is I feel like, even with my novice knowledge of the NHL, is that the NHL is a league in their playoffs where I feel like any team can really do damage no matter what the seed is, whether it's 1-8. And it almost appears to me that Steve Yzerman is, like, shying away from the playoffs, not believing that his team could do damage. And the only reason I say that is because you're right. The last 3 years in a row after the trade deadline, he comes and talks to the media and he says, we're not there yet. And it's like, but you're right on the cusp of being there. So why not push it a little more. I'm not saying mortgage your future or anything like that. But as a novice fan, it looks to me like he's shying away from it because he's not confident that his team can do it. And it's like, at some point, you have to put their feet to the fire and see if they can do it. And at some point, that leash that he has is going to get a little shorter, because teams are going to, or fans are going to start demanding to see the playoffs. And if, when LCA becomes empty, that's when it's going to become evident, right?
Well, it's never going to become empty.
No, because okay, we do have a huge fan base. I understand.
Yeah, they are, you know, no matter how bad that team is, they're going to be there. Not selling it out like, you know, to the rafters, but there's a core there, and they still get into the games. It's hockey in Detroit. It's different.
Yeah.
It's not like the NBA or even the Tigers, where all of a sudden the stadium goes empty and there's no enthusiasm. It's different that way. But your point is well taken, though. Like you are somebody that's a sports fan, but you don't fall under the category of a quote-unquote hockey fan.
Right.
So, you know, your perspective on this does matter to a degree. All right? And a lot of the, you know, I hear, you know, there's barking dog and something said, especially here on our station, that's part of the format. But a lot of that criticism isn't necessarily a bad thing.
No.
Because it starts to tell a tale of what everybody may be thinking. All right? I mean, I'm talking to you about Axel Sedin Palacka. All right? That's a name that a lot of fans just don't know who it is. You know it because you do a podcast with me. If you weren't doing the podcast with me, chances are you wouldn't have any idea who that guy is.
Zero chance, Pat. Zero.
Somebody like Dmitry Bushelnikov. A second round pick. He's playing in the KHL. He's far, far above where he was drafted in terms of his ability. He's on bad teams there. He's on another team now, but he hasn't played on a good team. But he's highly skilled winger, a small winger, you know, but he's listed at 170. He's a little bigger than that probably now. 5'10, but just a dynamic skater. And he looks like he's got big-time talent. Great draft pick by Yzerman if he can get the kid over here. And the KHL does not pay as well as the NHL. It pays, though, like $1 million plus for some of their players a year. So the early contracts don't look so good to somebody like Bushelnikov right away. All right, yeah, but later on, when he sees Moritz Seider and Lucas Raymond signing for $7 to $8 million a year, he's never going to make that kind of money. And the NHL is the best league in the world. So obviously, there's a lot of dynamics in all kinds of different things. His representative only represents the 16 NHL players or draft picks, and he's got over 200 clients. So his representative is mostly folks in the KHL. So it's a different dynamic, but this guy's, he's spectacular, maybe. All right, we're talking about a big-time star,
yeah,
potentially. And even at the lowest, he's definitely an NHL player. And yeah, so how are you going to get him over here? Most people have no idea who he is. No idea. All right? And then you've got, like, Sebastian Kosa, which, you know, your basic fan is looking at that and going, how come this guy isn't up here?
Right.
I watched the game the other night, and Talbot gave up a couple goals, and a couple times he and Lyon have looked like sieves here lately. And why do you have to trade for a goalie and sign him for next year when you're going to have 36 and 38 year old goalies? What about this kid in Grand Rapids? And Yzerman gets up there and he starts talking about, well, you know, he's seen a lot of games and pucks. He hasn't. He's played, he's going to end up playing roughly the same amount of games as Trey Augustine playing a college schedule.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, Trey Augustine's another goalie who's doing well. I mean, Michigan State's one of the top teams in the country. They're playing in the Big Ten tournament coming up here this weekend. They're the top seed. They have a legitimate shot at winning the national title. And Augustine was the best goalie in juniors for 2 years. And Axel Sedin Polak was the best defenseman in juniors for 2 years. And if Russia were in the junior World Junior Tournament, Bishelnikov would have been one of the top forwards in the world in that tournament. So they have those three guys, and it's like, well, where are they?
Right.
They're not even in Grand Rapids, except for Kosta, and he's not playing all the time. I mean, he's playing like two-thirds of the game, so you want to have him see all these pucks. What's the point? I mean, why not give him a shot in the NHL to see what he can do? And fans are like, well, we know what Kosta is actually in that kind of like a triple-A player in baseball who's doing really well. Why don't they bring him up to replace the guy that is doing terrible instead of signing a guy to a contract for now, or he's already signed, acquiring him in a trade?
Right.
Yeah.
It makes zero sense to me, Pat. I don't get it. And it just seems like he's timid, and it just feels like he's holding back. And it's like, but what for? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he understands how important the Red Wings are to the city of Detroit. He understands how to build a team. And I just,
well,
I think
built the team, but you know, I mean, it right now does count something.
Sure. I agree. And it's just, at some point, I think patience are going to wear thin with the average fan, not necessarily the hockey, you know, upper echelon knowledge. And so I just think at some point he's like, I just don't understand it. And that's just from a generic sports fan, that you wouldn't put your best young talent, especially if you're punting on the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, that's the time to play it, to see what you actually have and to get these young men experience at that upper league. And it flies by the face of every kind of notion that we have for a professional sports franchise.
It basically is. And your equation to the Tigers to some degree is accurate. You know, two sports, very different and everything, but you can make a correlation there that they got better when they got rid of their older guys who were kind of like...
Is there something with the contracts? Like, if they brought up these young guys, they would have to pay out the veterans or something? Like, that's... I think that would be the only thing.
The only thing is, if they play over nine games, then you count a year earlier that you have to start going through your contract things with them.
All right, well, then run it like college football and let them play eight and you'll be good.
Yeah, or you got, you know, with that, it starts out with restricted free agency.
Okay.
So instead of 27 that they would be unrestricted, it's more like 26 or something like that. And most of the time, if they're really good, you do what you do with Sider and Raymond, is just give them a big long-term deal before they even get to restricted free agency.
Well, and that's the thing. If they're good, you're going to pay them regardless. It doesn't matter if it's 2 years from now or five. Like, they're still going to get paid. And I'm glad to hear you say it, Pat, because you've always defended Steve Yzerman and what he's doing. And the fact that it rubs you the wrong way, too, makes me believe that, like, I wasn't totally out of bounds for feeling the way that I did.
No, I have a lot of differing opinions with different folks. And you know, I'm not trying to be the, you know, people hate that when you give them a lot of facts that kind of dismiss a lot of their notions or emotional feelings. Mm-hmm. But I always respect the fact that, hey, people want to win. And I said this last summer a lot about the Tigers. It's like, look, player development, which obviously this is a podcast about, which I enjoy and follow and everything. It's not like, hey, it's just my job. No, it's partly like what I like to do as a hobby is something that's important, but it can't all be all the time about that. And then constantly, hey, you got people paying exorbitant amount of money to go watch you play, invest in you emotionally, because everything that actually matters is your big team. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the Tigers, you know, or the Pistons or the Red Wings. But in the two sports where you actually have a minor league system, baseball and hockey, there tends to be a lot of leaning on that to the point where it goes too far.
Yeah.
And I do feel that it's gone too far. Nobody's expecting them to win the cup. But when you have DeBrincat, Raymond, Sider, Larkin, you have those four guys all at $7 to $8 million a year, and they all deserve it. They're all really good players. You should make the playoffs. Or you shouldn't be in a position where all of a sudden every year you tank.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
And if you're starting to fall behind, it's like, well, we're quitting on the season and we're in developmental curve. No, at some point, try to get into the postseason. And what you brought up about hockey is true. If you get into the postseason in hockey, it's not like the first round a few years ago where the Pistons were playing the Bucks and you knew they were going to get swept. In hockey, right. You know, you've had a situation where you had the sixth and the eighth seed playing in the finals before. You've had an eighth seed actually win. So I'm not saying the Red Wings would do that.
No, but you don't know is the point, right?
Right.
You just don't know.
And how is it helping the growth of your younger players to constantly not be in the playoffs? And we saw with Raymond and Larkin in that Four Nations tournament that they are actually elite-level players.
Mm-hmm.
So, all the different BS about it doesn't make a lot of sense. And I don't know. You can say, I try to be fair to these teams, and a lot of it is, quite frankly, some of the angst tends to be a lack of knowledge by people in our business, especially about things like hockey. But, you know, they have a point always when they talk about, hey, you know what, how about winning for a change? Okay,
yep, winning solves every problem.
You have to at some point, you know, do that, and you have to expose your players to that element as well. Losing breeds losing, winning breeds winning. There's no doubt about that. And this is an organization which obviously has fallen into a rut. When this time of the year comes, or they come back, and after they played well, they come out of the break, blow leads, not play with anywhere near the intensity they did before. It's not the coaching. He's obviously a good coach. And if you don't have the right players, it's okay to go out and get some. And some of these guys like Wallander, he's already played 300 professional games if you count his time in Europe.
Right.
Tomitsu, he played, in the big league in Finland. Bulliam is like 23 years old, played on the championship team at Denver. I mean, these guys are, they're down in the minor league. So you say, well, you really don't want to call them up. If you trade one of those guys to actually get somebody that fits one of your needs, is it going to be the end of the world? So I don't know. That's just to me is how I look at it. So obviously, with Sider, Raymond, Edvinson, Casper, Nate Danielson's going to be a good NHL player eventually. Bushelnikov, Axel to Sedin Palaka. The Red Wings got all kinds of high-end guys who are going to be up here, and Yzerman's building a team that could win the Cup. But, with the whole Ken Holland thing about like a 10-year rebuild, to win the Cup, maybe, that'll prove to be true. There's only one team that wins it every year, and there's 30-some teams. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, but, to get to the playoffs, and that's a building block to, it's called, Evan, this thing, I know you've heard it. Even with your Chippewa Valley education and the Specs Howard time you spent, I know you've heard this. It's called a means to an end.
Oh, yeah.
You don't go from 0 to 100. All right? You take incremental steps. The Red Wings will be officially taking a step backward this year if they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah. No, you're right about that, because for them to make it this year. After they fell short, a point last year, the expectation is to then excel.
Yeah, they made an incremental 80 points to 91 this year. No, that's a step back. You know, just, you know, unless there's some kind of miracle here. You know, the one thing about Mrazek, you know, they ran him basically out of the dressing room the last time he was here. He got a contract extension and then totally changed. And so, you know, they traded him for basically nothing to get rid of him. Yeah. So, you know, one thing about him, though, he can get hotter than a firecracker. You know, he can play like three games where he stops 40 saves and gives up one goal in each game. And he gets like that. He had one game against Alexander Ovechkin in which Ovechkin was ripping shots from that left circle, 15 shots on goal and didn't score on him.
Oh, wow.
So he can get hotter than a firecracker, but he always, once you start to trust him, you know, kind of wears off, and he's under term for next year. That's always dangerous to have him in that situation. But he can get hot. That's the only shot that they got.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, enjoyed the podcast. Hey, don't forget to like us. Download us at the Google Play Store, Apple iTunes Store. They're very important. We really want that. Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast. Odyssey.com. The best place to get a link for it, Pat Caputo 98 on X. The Gentman Jenkins on X as well. Evan puts it up there. And, of course, 97 won the Ticket X page and Facebook page. You can check it out. We're all about draft prospects in the future. This is usually the time of the year where we start really cranking out a lot of podcasts. Because the NFL draft is coming up, you got the baseball draft, the hockey draft, the NBA draft, all those things are coming up. And, you know, people rating the Tigers system. We'll do another podcast before the season starts on the Tigers as they get ready to walk into L.A. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, we got a lot to talk about. So till next time, we'll see you.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.